When you went to that other community to pick the kids up to bring them for football practice and then take them back, they were not Cary High School students?
They were Cary High School students, but they had been assigned to Cary High School because of the numbers of minorities that you were required to have at that high school.
Okay, so, but they weren't staying, the practice wasn't right after?
Now, when the school started, then they rode the yellow school buses.
Okay, so this was when school was not in session.
In session, whenever you had to have the sports that started, like cross country, football, girls volleyball, that you had in the fall sports.
Okay.
And they had no way to get there.
Oh, okay.
But so the school was required on its own to find a way to get them to school and get them to back. Now, the other problem was after they got through with their practice, the school bus had already carried the kids that were not playing athletics back to the Walnut Terrace area.
Right.
So, but the school system did assign a bus when it came back by a certain time. The kids who were playing athletics that had to go to that area were getting on. The coaches had to get them on the bus so they could get there. Wow. And it was up to the individual driver to how they wanted to wait around, because during basketball season, you had JV basketball and varsity basketball. They practiced one right after the other, and the other one would get late. And sometimes the coach would have to get one of the vans to carry the kids home, because that bus had already carried the athletic kids who were playing athletics, because their time was up. They got on the bus and they went back home. So it was a lot of extra time that coaches had to do that. And a lot of people didn't realize what was going on when they had to do. I did a lot of time, even though I didn't coach them. I did it as athletic director, particularly after a basketball game at nighttime when it was like 10:30. They had no way home, so I'd get the van and I'd carry them down to Walnut Terrace and get home and carry them back. I did it a few times, but most of the times the coaches did that.
Wow.
But that was one of the things that you had to do. Of course, they do not do that now because they're not that – I don't know how it's done. I really don't. I think they find their own way, and it's worked out really well. But that was one of the coaches. When you signed the contract, you didn't know that, but that was in small print that you had to do that.
Mm.
And
wow.
So anyway. But it has a big tradition of winning in athletics. And it's gone down a little bit, but hopefully it'll get back up. But we'll just have to wait and see. Who knows?
Well, you obviously have a lot of pride in Cary's high school.
Oh, definitely. Well, even you've been there, and some people have called me and asked me things just like you have done about what takes place and what's not there, things that I can answer. Some of them, I give them some other references that you can tell and contact. But anyway, it's a community thing with the lazy days, with the Cary Band Day when they come here. It's always been a big, big thing. At one time, they had the, and all those bands would come to Cary that were kids who were out of high school and college, and we did it on the Cary. They stopped doing that. Got too expensive for travel. I'm not talking here. I don't remember what it was, but most of them were college kids, and they went all over the United States to do this. And they came to Cary with the help of the mayor, Coco Booth. And then another problem we had with them trumpeting on the football field. And in the football field, coach would get upset because they're out there trumpeting with a band in July. Drums Over Dixie. That's what it was called. Drums Over Dixie, where these bands travel all the United States. It's a big, big thing. They go all over the United States.
Wow.
You may not be familiar with that. But most of them are college students and kids who are out of college, who on their own, and they're perfectionists, and it's like, we'll say there's 10 different bands came here. They sleep on the gym floor. They sleep anywhere they can find. They all volunteer to do this because they love bands, and former Mayor Booth was in charge of this. And so the big thing is, another thing is, it's finding practice space. Now Cary High School starting on lacrosse, there are three teams who practice on that field every day.
Wow.
Track comes in, they have an hour and a half to do their track, or 2 hours. Then you got the girls' soccer has to come in practice. And then when they get through, then here comes the lacrosse team, who usually doesn't get through till 9 o'clock at nighttime. But they're instructed to get their studies before they do that. So whether they do that or not, it's up to the individual. But even with the basketball, with four teams, fortunately they got enough. Sometimes they go to the middle schools to practice when they get through. So it's another one of the things that athletic directors written in their contract they don't know about till they get there. And it is a problem. It is a big problem. The fields get beat to death. They can't have chance for the grass to grow. And going back to the Drums Over Dixie things, and it was a big thing. The Cary football field would be jam-packed. A lot would be. People pay very big bucks to come see that. And so it was a big thing, and then finally it just died out. And I don't even think they do this anymore. But it was a big thing. I'd go up there and watch it. It was just fantastic to watch how precision all these adults were. And some were, I mean, some were in their 30s. They just still wanted to do that. Did it for years and years and years. It was in their blood. They just wanted to travel, and they'd pay for it out of their own pockets because there was nothing unless they get a big sponsor.
That's okay. Wonderful. Yes, I know.
All right, I better get on.
Well, thank you. You're quite welcome.
Don't hesitate to call if you got any more questions.
Okay.
And
we
like
so
I said, I'll think of 100 things after I get out of here. But I think it's covered all this. Has got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of it.
Well, it's wonderful, and you've given us things that we never heard before.
Well, be sure and visit that Centennial Hall.
Yes.
There are trophy in the trophy cases there. There are things that people left. There's the original bell that was used at Cary Elementary or Cary High School at that time to change classes with. A couple of things are in there from way back, annuals, the pictures. It's just we don't have enough room to spread it out like we would like to put it out. You can stop by there and look at the pictures of the state championship basketball team and of the ones, the wrestling team, of course, with so many trophies and things that they have worn. There's no place to put them all. They're sitting back in storage rooms because there's no... But well, they're working on it. They built new trophy cases back in the new edition. And so they're putting them out. But the big thing, I think it's neat that the athletic director at this time, I'm very glad for Kurt that he does not have to teach any classes and he can devote his whole time there. And of course, he's there after school hours also looking after and getting everything arranged with getting the buses straightened out and having somebody take up money and all that kind of stuff.
But anyway, it's a big job.
It is a big, big operation, and it's nice that people on the school board recognize that does not require them to teach classes.
No, that's good.
There may be in some Wake County that do have to teach maybe one PE class or one weightlifting class, but as far as that goes, I don't know of any right now. There probably is some. And, of course, the big thing being on the block scheduling now, where kids only go 90 minutes, they were probably at least 20 seniors who got their high school degree before after Christmas when they got through with the exams, and they're at colleges now, and there's some who will stay, and they'll take courses because they want to stay because they enjoy high school so much, which is nice. And Cary does not have a graduation thing, although I understand that some schools have a graduation for those kids, but the principals there want the kids to come back and graduate with their class, even though they go somewhere else. They'll come back and do that. And so it's a different world as far as traditional stuff that's gone for progress. So that's the way you have to look at it.
You bet. Well, thank you again. This is fantastic.